If the room is full, you put your armor on, put your fire suit on.
Yeah. You can guarantee it every time. This meeting should go
45 minutes.
That'd be nice, man. I got some nice sauerkraut that I made that I haven't tasted yet. Well, you heard that, didn't you? Homemade sauerkraut? You heard it.
You didn't have any tonight, right? I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Andy Martin?
Here.
Roger Thompson?
Aye.
Angie Christian?
Here.
Jan Barbas?
Here.
Roy Davis?
Here.
Now I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A little housekeeping. I'd like to remind everyone to turn their cell phones off. Excuse me, or at least a silent. And I just wanted to let everyone know that all of the public comments that are made in our meetings, they become a part of our court minutes. And our microphones don't always pick up all the comments clearly. So to rectify this, if you have filled out a public comment and you're called upon, if you'll just please come forward and sit down so you can address the board, the microphones can pick up your comments, and then our minutes will be accurate. So I thank you for that. Can I have an approval of the agenda?
So I think Gary has suggested that we move the executive session and the BC Fisheries and Jay Sloan items to the 18th?
Correct.
So I would make a motion that we do so.
I second.
Will that motion be to move them or table them until Friday?
To move till Friday. If Tabitha and Mr. Kennett want to present tonight, I think we could listen to them, but I'm not going to be prepared to make any decisions before we've talked to our attorney.
Might I comment? Please. I think if you're going to have an executive session, I talked to Gary about it, you can invite people to come to an executive session, and I think if I were invited to an executive session, we would save a lot of time. In fact, if I could talk with your attorney directly, which I've not been allowed or able to do, we could probably save a lot of time. So it's kind of up to you. I think giving a presentation tonight without having your attorney talk to you folks in private session is probably a waste of time.
Are you guys able to be here Friday? We have a special meeting.
I did check my calendar because we were told by the newspaper you weren't meeting tonight. So we came just to be sure whether you were or not. And I checked my calendar. I'm clear.
I was notified by the newspaper, and they said people were calling in, and they saw it on Facebook we weren't meeting, and I let them know that we were.
Yeah, well, we got information. Who knows how it works, but are you okay on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, is that acceptable?
So I think, I can't speak for the whole board but my opinion would be that we're going to want to meet with our attorney first in executive session, and then we might be willing to invite them in if the attorney feels comfortable. Is that, or do other board members want to comment?
I'm good with that. Perfectly good with that.
Andy?
Yeah, I think you should come to Friday's meeting, but first I'd like to hear what the board attorney has to say.
I agree. I think if we had a conversation, though, in an executive session, that would solve a lot of these issues, I think, that we're concerned about. And then I would leave if you could have your own conversations without me being out there to hear the whole thing, obviously. And I shouldn't.
For me, I would like to hear from our court attorney before I make any decisions.
Mm-hmm. I would. Okay, so we're off the agenda tonight, and we'll be back on Friday.
Well, we haven't voted on the motion yet.
Well, we haven't voted yet, but it appears, is that an intent? Yes, I believe so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need to say we are.
I couldn't hear Roger.
That's okay. He didn't hear the gentleman.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the table, and we have a second. Danielle?
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
All right, can I have an approval of the minutes for the special meeting Thursday, June 29th?
I'll make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes on June 29th, special meeting on July 18th, and special meeting on the 27th.
I'll second that.
I have some comments. On page 3 of the packet, which is page 2 of the June 29th meeting, there's some typos where it says port can't find a copy of it. I think the port currently does have a copy, so I think that should be couldn't in the past tense.
What line is that?
It's in that big paragraph at the top, fourth line from the bottom of that paragraph. October lease could be the current lease since port can't find a copy of it. And then it says, Angie Christian, can I lien be placed on the property? I think it probably meant a lien, and lien should be spelled L-I-E-N, I think. And then there's doesn't believe the October lease if current because it didn't go through. I think that word if is probably wrong or something. Not sure. And then under new business A on the first line, probably should read still part, or if it says a part, it's two words. That's the wrong a part there as one word. And then where it says sustained, I believe that should say abstain. And did you include also the Tuesday, July 18th minutes in your motion?
I think you did. Yeah.
Okay, I think I have some. On page 7 of the packet, which is page 3 of 4 of those minutes, Treasurer Thompson dismissed the motion. I think it's withdrew. And there's two instances of that. And then on page 8, which is page 4 of 4 of these minutes, I would like the minutes to reflect that the rules for access and fire are set by the state. Oregon Parks and Recreation Department enforcement is the responsibility of Oregon Parks and Recreation Department with Coos Forest Protective Agency Association under contract for fire suppression, and Port Manager Gary Dellinger concurred, and the commission did not desire further action on this item. All that was said in the meeting. And moving to the special meeting Thursday, July 27th. Page 29 of the minutes, 29 of the packet, which is page 1 of the Thursday. President Christian made it known that this park is run like a state park, not ran. And I'm not sure on Commissioner Davis, but I think we originally, the reason this was on the agenda was that he originally had concerns that we had winter rates, so, but then he had concerns, I think he changed his mind, so I'm not really clear what.
That's correct.
I don't know if it was, it says, had concerns regarding not having winter rates, I'm not sure. Okay.
That's
probably all right. Okay. And then, in the. Moving to page 30 of the packet. C for the fuel dock, fuel over dock rates. Probably should point out that the board reviewed the other port rates. I think we should also point that out with regard to the RV park, but specifically with regard to the over the dock. Part of what we did was we talked about the other rates and then the rates from other ports, and we, I believe the consensus of the board was none of those situations were comparable. And then we I brought up the costs, but I think we had this conversation where Gary brought out all these requirements and costs and so on in the course of that. The way it reads, it's kind of like after he did all that, then I didn't know what the costs were. And I think that's not the case, because then I made the calculation of what I thought the cost should be. So I have, I think that sentence where it says Vice President Barbas suggested to suspend the increase to get a better handle on costs should be going up to the second sentence of the paragraph. That's all I have on that. I think it's misleading as written, but. So, would you be willing to amend your motion, Roger, to approval with those amendments, or what do you want to do?
I'll amend my motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll second that.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Laura?
Yes.
We have a financial and manager's report, but since Gary is not here this evening, does anyone have any questions, even though he's not going to be here to answer them?
I would suggest that we defer approval of the financial report until the next time Gary is available.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
We do not have any agenda-related public comments, so we'll move to old business, Hungry Clam expansion lease agreement.
Jason O'Meara. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I make a motion we go ahead and lease the extra square footage of 202 square feet to the Hungry Clam as a storage only at this time.
I'll second that.
I have a couple of typographical comments, but I gotta get to the page. So I'm looking at page 154. And actually, I'm looking at page 155. And on 2A1, reads, the rental rate for the retail building shall be 1.072 per month. I think that needs to be 1.072 per square foot per month. And the same on 2, the rental rate for the outdoor seating shall be 30 cents per square foot per month.
Cents per month.
That's all I have. So, Roger, did you make the motion, Roger?
Yes.
If you'd like to.
I'll amend my motion to the two corrections of the square footage on page 1 of the lease, section 2, lease base rent 1 and 2.
I'll second that.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Commissioners' reports.
Oh, don't we have new business?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm skipping that whole. new business, Ocean Suite lease renewal.
I have the same issue on that one. On page 157, 2A1, 41 cents per square foot per month. So I would make a motion to approve the lease with that amendment.
I'll second that.
Correction. I'd like to ask a question about that. You know, we don't have a lot of retail space down at the port. We don't have a tackle store anymore. Should we make this a 3 and 3, or should we go ahead and only make it a year to year? You know, since March moved out. I'm just wondering.
I agree that in the past, that has been retail space. That's a fairly prime retail space, because anybody who goes to the beachfront area goes past that. I favor a 1 year lease right now, in case some other options become available, to try to find a tenant for that. Nothing against what Ocean Suites has done with that. It's better than sitting vacant, and it looks nicer now. But that is a, you would think somebody may be interested in that as a retail location.
Have any of the commissioners walked through that building, and do any of the commissioners know the condition of that building?
I walked through the building when it was still a retail space, when it was a tackle shop.
Right. It's pretty shabby. Once everything was removed and you could see what was really going on inside that building, and I know that because I have the shop behind that, and it doesn't matter to me if it's a year to year or three to three, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just wanting everybody to know that the condition of that building, we're pretty fortunate to have anybody come into it. It's not the best. That whole area is still a cleanup area. So that's all I have to say, Angie.
Thank you.
Was it three with an option for an additional three? Is that what I recall? Or was it just a single three?
That's what's in front of the board right now.
The ads we're looking at, and it's three with an option? Or is it just three?
No, it's three with an option for an additional three.
So since Gary isn't here and we don't know his discussions with the landlord, the tenant, maybe we should defer this item until we can consult with Gary and find out what he thinks the tenant would feel.
I would agree with that.
So I'll withdraw my original motion.
And I do admit it has a very limited use for retail space because of the size of the building. Yeah, but its location is only really good for something like a tackle store. It's not something that, because it's so far away from the rest of the places, so. And
so, Jan, did you make a motion?
No,
I made just a recommendation.
I was sort of listening to Roger there. Are you good with delaying this till we're able to consult with Gary, or what do you want to do, Roger?
I'll go ahead and I don't like the 3 and 3. Maybe give them 3, but I don't really like 3 and 3. But I don't know what it, you know. There's a very limited thing to go in there, but.
All right, how about this idea? So how about we authorize Gary to enter into a lease for up to 3 years with no option on a further 3 years? You want it one year?
I personally see the building deteriorating even more. And so I'm concerned with renting it for 3 years and having to go in and do an awful lot of repairs. And so the additional 3 concerns me even more.
We also have the options to ask anybody to leave if we need it, but not for another tenant.
Say that again, Roger.
I didn't understand that.
He's talking about the way the option clause is constructed. He believes that if we need to use it for us, we wouldn't have to extend him the option. But if we wanted to lease it to another tenant, the current tenant would have first rights.
Correct.
For only use, we've got to give him 90 days notice to move out.
I'd like to see what Gary has to say about it. this, it was, that was one of the locations that he discussed as a possible new location for the port office, if the port office and the retail center was leased to somebody else.
Actually, the building that I believe Gary was speaking of is the one that he gave me a tour of, and it's in the back.
Further behind.
Yes, is that
correct? Well, this, yes. No, he originally mentioned this one a couple months ago. But now he wants to move the back.
All right, I'm going to move that we defer this until we can consult with Gary.
I'll second that.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the audit report of the agreement with Grimstead and Associates.
I'll second that.
Andy?
Yep. We have discussion.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Danielle, do you perhaps know, I doubt it, but by any chance, when's the last time we did a competitive bid or procurement solicitation for auditor? Well, I think this is on a fairly short time frame, so we probably need to approve it, but I would like to make sure that for next year, that we conduct a solicitation well in advance, so maybe like in January or something like that. So I think, why don't we go ahead and vote on Roger's motion, and then I'll make another motion before we move on to another topic, if that one is acceptable.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to move that we direct staff to conduct a solicitation for auditor prior, let's say, in spring of 2018.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
Yes.
Jan?
You?
Yeah.
Yes.
Angie?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
She's nixing it out.
It's fine. We all got through it.
Harbor Sanitary District letter, a joint meeting request.
This is when you come up and sit in the chair here.
No.
I do have a question if you're willing to answer it.
Well, I'll try and answer it.
Why are you suggesting just two members of the board and the directors as opposed to full board meetings?
Well, let me back up and explain a few things to you. Right now, Harbor Sanitary is fighting sand. Rogers having the same problem over in Brookings. To keep the rates down, we have to cut back on some of this, and we know some of the problems are coming from the port. So we as a board discussed having it done, and the two managers getting together with a couple of the board members, that way everybody knows what's going on, and that was the main reason for requesting two board members. We have a five-man board. You guys have a five-man board. So that's the main reason. Because there's some real problems out there that we're willing as a district to try and help you guys. And it also help us on our rates and stuff like that, some of the problems we're seeing.
I guess my question, though, is why not have a full joint meeting? Because then it's publicly noticed, it's transparent, all the boards are present, we can make decisions. Whereas I guess I feel like if we're just going to meet two members and the directors, no decisions can happen and the discussion's private.
That's why we only wanted the two members first, so that we come down and we can discuss a game plan, and then the two boards can meet or whatever, full board. But right now, it's just getting, okay, we want this, we see this problem, we can help you with this problem, we need you to work on this problem. It's just so that you guys know what's going on.
Right.
And we know what you guys are trying to take care of.
So has your manager sat with the port manager and discussed so that they could have some conversations, so that your manager could come to your board and our manager could come to this board?
We've tried that. There's, well, I ain't gonna get into it.
Okay. Have you tried it with Gary?
Huh?
Has Gary been involved in that?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to know how you're determining the sand and stuff in I&I is coming from the port area.
They've had the lines TV'd. We know where some of it's coming from. We don't know where all of it's coming from. Some of the problems that you got at the RV park with the sand getting in, there's supposed to be some sand traps and stuff that we haven't been able to find, or the people from the sanitary district, the maintenance people have not been able to find. So that's why we want to get this thing discussed first and then make decisions from that, because we can help you guys and you guys can help us, and that's where you need to get started. It's a starting point, because we've tried to do it through the managers and it hasn't worked.
Okay, I gotta say I agree though with Jan, where it would be the 2-5 board members. I think that would be because if only two go from each side, then I know for sure our side is going to have to have a special meeting so that the two that went can clue in the three that weren't there.
Right.
So.
But it was a starting point that we wanted.
Right.
And the managers, if you guys want a full board, I'm sure they're not, our board ain't going to.
Yeah. That
we just need to get some stuff squared away.
I'm certainly in agreement we need to talk, but I think it should be the full boards.
Just send a letter back to the manager and say, hey, we would like to have full board meetings, and that's fine. I mean, we're not going to complain about that. But at least we're sitting there talking trying to get some of the problems taken care of.
Absolutely.
But let's let the new board also know, too, that 8 months ago, we took walks with the managers, both managers. I know myself was there. I know two of your board members were there, where we have walked and we have made some progress on some repairs.
Right. We realize that. But so, there's some other things, like you guys sent priorities on fixing things at the RV park that you said that got pretty low priorities, which we think are a higher priority. So this is what we need to talk about. And not being in the field, just hearing what I hear from during the board meeting and stuff like that, some of the things I've seen, I mean, it can't hurt anything. At least we're talking.
Okay. But you don't have a problem with
nope.
The full board meeting?
Nope.
Okay.
I think so let me make a motion that we direct Gary to respond with a proposal for a joint full board meeting.
I'll second that.
That Gary.
That Gary.
All right.
Mr. Dillinger.
Are you guys sure stabbing me and stuff now so I can get up with them? All right.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
So we had a motion and a second?
Yes.
Andy?
Yes.
Roger?
No.
Angie?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Non-agenda public related public comments. I have no comments tonight. And again, I skipped the commissioner's reports. Roy, can we start at your end tonight?
Absolutely. If anybody saw the parking lot for the last 3 days in this port, say hi to Bruce Ellis and his staff and our port staff, because there was some port staff that also gave a hand here and there in that event, even though the port didn't have anything to do with it. It's almost inevitable that the port staff is going to do something, but thank Bruce Ellis. If you were part of that pirate festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there was no parking nowhere. And some very, very happy vendors. So that. We do have a new piece of equipment. It's called a telehandler. Telehandler.
That sounds familiar.
Gary's experimenting with that piece of equipment. Our crane is going to pop really quick from the inside. The extensions are rusting out really bad from the inside. So Gary rented, leased a telehandler, which is you've seen them, they're a very large extending forklift, and you can get a block and tackle for it, hydraulic, that operates as a crane at the end of it. That's new. Boatyard is doing exceptional. It's been very, very busy. A lot of good out there.
I don't have any.
I don't have a lot. I wasn't at the Pirate Festival this weekend. I was working, but I had customers come in from Medford and say, we thought we'd come see you because we can't find a parking place on the port to go to the Pirate Festival. So I thought that was really nice to hear. And I was contacted by the president of South Coast Fisheries. And their meeting is tomorrow evening at 6:00, and I was invited to attend, so hopefully I will have something to report on Friday's meeting about that. Thank you.
Well, I went to Pirate Festival Saturday, and I sort of cheated in parking behind an RV at Bruce Ellis's so I could find a place to park because I knew that they could walk very far. But I would like to comment, and I'd like this to get back to the staff. The boatyard looks the best I've seen it since 95. Mm-hmm. It is cleaned up, and I drove down some of the roads today down to the dock, down by the ice house, and I didn't have to put new shocks in my pickup when I got back. You know, so they're doing a good job with the limited people they have. That boatyard looks so good, and we get the pipes sold, it looks better yet. Thank you for all the hard work they do to get with the short staff they have.
I was going to say the boatyard looks great too, especially the portion that's visible from the road. So a lot of that clutter is gone, and it's not the eyesore that it has been. I've been communicating with some people from the Department of Fish and Wildlife about some possible regulation changes that could even go into effect this year. Because of the salmon season being closed, the impacts statewide along the entire Oregon coast on rockfish are higher than what were expected. And the way rockfish are managed, there's a federal allocation and we can't go over. If you go over, California went over its black rockfish allocation in the past, and that's why they can only keep 3 black rockfish a person per day in California. So there's a possibility of an in-season change this year and then next year as well. I was asking the representatives from the Department of Fish and Wildlife if the rough weather that we had for a big portion of our season for the spring and early summer, if that had any impact on reducing the take, but apparently more rockfish are being kept, so something that we should be aware of. You know, it is going to affect the number of people who use the port to access the fishery if the limits are tight. Nothing we can really do about it, but something that we should be aware of. And no action has been taken yet that I've seen.
Thank you for that, Andy.
Yes, thank you. Non-agenda related public comments, we have none. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.